Such potency cannot be anything of the material manifestation. This bliss enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be of a material composition, like the impersonalist conception of the bliss of Brahman. Devotional service is a reciprocation between two, and therefore it cannot be located simply within oneself. Therefore, the bliss of self-realization, Brahmananda, it cannot be equated with the devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has three kinds of internal potency: the Haladini Shakti, or pleasure potency; the Sandini Shakti, or existential potency; and the Shambhit Shakti, or cognitive potency. In the Vishnu Purana, the Lord is addressed as follows: O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Haladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes, which causes happiness, misery, and mixture of the two, is not existent in you, for you have no material qualities. Haladini is the personal manifestation of blissfulness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he enjoys pleasure. Because the pleasure potency is perpetually present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the theory of the impersonalist that the Lord appears in the material mode of goodness cannot be accepted. The impersonalist conclusion is against the Vedic version that the Lord possesses transcendental pleasure potency. When the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited by the grace of the person of a devotee, that manifestation is called love of God. Love of God is an epithet for the pleasure potency of the Lord. Therefore, devotees' devotional service reciprocated between the Lord and his devotees is an exhibition of transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. The potency of the Supreme Person of Godhead that enriches him with transcendental bliss is not material, but the Shankarites have accepted it as such because they are ignorant of the identity of the Supreme Lord and his pleasure potency. Those ignorant persons cannot understand the distinction between impersonal spiritual bliss and the variegatedness of the spiritual pleasure potencies. The Haladini potency gives the Lord all transcendental pleasure, and the Lord bestows such upon his pure devotees. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshura Militanjina Tasmaya Shri Girvinma Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hari Hari. So he is pointing out that the pleasure potency, the Halanini potency, is the only thing that attracts Krishna. God's business is pleasure. That's all. And we are existing to increase or expand God's pleasure. That is our natural function. This is the purpose of our existence, is to expand the pleasure of God, the Supreme Personality of God. That is the main purpose of existence. So that personality who imbibes this Haladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. She has this service attitude, which is the only thing that can please Krishna, by devotional service. So Prabhupada says here, the Vedic knowledge rests in knowing the science of devotional service. That's all. She, Haladini Shakti, Rasimata Radha, and she's the epitaph, as it says, of love of God, love of Godhead. So therefore, Krishna's business is love, as his main business, his pleasure. So Krishna loves love the best. So he wants our love to reciprocate, but our love for Krishna is the Haladini potency. We also have a little bit Satchitananda or Samvit Sandini and Haladini, the pleasure potencies, the living entity he has also in minute quantity. But he has his Haladini Shakti. So that is what is attracted, Krishna is attracted by. That Haladini, wherever that Haladini Shakti, then Krishna is interested. So, why the service is being emphasized so much here, this is the absolute conception of a spiritual life, is to be absorbed in loving devotional service. So why it's emphasized so much, devotional service, is because we can express our love. We can express our love through devotional service. Otherwise, how can you actually express yourself? You express love without devotional service. The Mayavadis are Brahmanandis. They're seeing everything equal. Vision, Shantarasa. So there is no real loving exchange there. But when there is service, there is an exchange of love. I love you, you love me. It's the exchange of service. So the service is being emphasized so much because we can express our love through service. How else can you express your love? How does a mother express her love for her children? Through service. How does the friends exhibit their love? Through their service. How do those in the Madhudyarasa, how do they exhibit? Through service. Those in Dasaras, how do they exhibit their love for Krishna? Through service. So this service becomes a medium by which we can express our love for Krishna. So this is why we're always hearing and asking and expecting, when will Radharani be merciful upon me? We're approaching the energy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Mother Hara, Radharani, please engage us in the service of Krishna. We're begging for service. So this is Gadadhara Pandit. He is a manifestation of his Haladini potency, Srimati Radharani. And we can express our devotion, our love through the process of service, devotional service. So this is Mahaprabhu has come here. Why has he come? To give his service to anyone and everyone. How you express it, that's up to each individual. Someone to express their love through Dasaras, through Shakyaras, through but however you want to express your love for Krishna, that it's being done through this medium of service. Prabhupada says here in this is 67. In the purport, and Prabhupada says, mm-hmm. Negative cognition of an object beyond the reach of the sense perception is in the way of indirect knowledge, which is not altogether imperfect, but it produces only fragmental knowledge in the form of impersonal spiritual realization and monism. But when the samvit factor of cognition is enlightened by the Haladini potency of the same internal energy, they work together, and only thus one can maintain knowledge of the personality of Godhead. So in this purport 68, again it's continuing, the product of the Haladini Shakti is love of Godhead, which has two divisions, namely pure love of God and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Haladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living entity, the living being, to attract him, does the living being become a pure devotee of God. I'll read that again. The product of Haladini Shakti is love of God, which has two divisions, namely pure love of Godhead and adulterated love of Godhead. Only when the Haladini Shakti emanates from Sri Krishna and is bestowed upon the living being to attract him, does the living being become a pure lover of God. But when the same Haladini is adulterated by the external material energy and emanates from the living entity, it does not attract Krishna. On the contrary, the living being becomes attracted to the glamour of the material energy. And at that time, instead of becoming mad with love of God, that the living entity becomes mad after material sense enjoyment. And because of his attraction, because of his association with the qualitative modes of material nature, he is captivated by its interactions of distressful, unhappy feelings. So, it's also mentioned in the Brahma Samhita purport. Also in Harinam Chintamani, it's describing, and here Prabhupada is also describing, another place in Bhagavatam also, that the living entity, we understand that our goal is love of Godhead. Prem Pumata Pumam, this is the highest goal of life, to develop love of Godhead. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Prem Pumata Pumam, this is the purpose of life, the greatest goal of, final goal of life, to develop one's love of Godhead. So, Krishna's attracted only by that Haladini potency, he said. But our Haladini potency is very, very tiny. We are the same quality as Krishna, but qualitatively there's a difference. So our Haladini Satchit Ananda, the Ananda aspect, all the aspects are they're minute compared to Krishna's unlimited Haladini, unlimited chit, alandini, sandini. So, what to do? We are practicing our devotional service. We're trying to reach God. We're trying to understand Krishna. But our potency is very, very small. Our Haladini is not powerful enough to reach Krishna, or that Krishna will become attracted. So, but then it goes on saying here that when the sambit is a cognizant potency. When the sambit, the cognizant potency, means that I'm cognizant, I'm a person. What kind of person? I'm trying to be a devotee of Krishna. I'm trying to surrendered to Krishna, I'm trying, coming to Krishna to love Krishna. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So we are cognizant of our eternal relationship with Krishna, but that knowledge in itself is not sufficient to reach Krishna. Krishna wants love, not knowledge. So there it's saying, when this cognizant potency, this knowledge-giving potency, this chit factor, is joined to the essence of the Haladini potency, then it becomes attractive by Krishna. Then when Krishna is attracted, Krishna sends his Haladini Shakti and chit potency to meet the living entities, tiny Haladini Shakti and his the cognizant potency. When Krishna is attracted, he sends his love towards the living entity. And then the loving relationship begins. So it's by Krishna's mercy. He sends his Haladini Shakti, because his Haladini is all powerful and his knowledge is all powerful. So that is what contacts the living entity. And then he becomes a pure lover of God, as it says here. Because now he's awakened his love for Krishna, his Haladini Shakti, and that is Krishna's pleasure. Wherever Haladini Shakti is there, then that's Krishna's pleasure. He goes there. That's his only business. But it has to come through by the mercy of the devotee and Krishna. Radharani recommends, this is a nice devotee, he wants to become always absorbed in your service. So when Krishna hears from his devotees, any of his devotees, if you're recommending him, then my devotee, he knows very well what I like, so he wants to expand my relationships, loving relationships. So then Krishna sends his Haladini potency and to meet the living entities, Haladini potency, the cognizant potency. So then he becomes a lover of God. But if we try to exhibit that pleasure enjoying spirit in the material world, then Haladini Shakti becomes the cause of our bondage in the world. She becomes Mahamaya, cause of bondage. Tapakari, it's called. Haladini potency is that which gives pleasure. When that pleasure is misused, it's called tapakari. Tapakari means what gives miseries. So by misusing our propensity to enjoy in the material world, then we become covered by the external potency or the reflection of Haladini. We're going for pleasure. We're looking for pleasure in sense gratification. But actually what we get, misery, tapakari. We get nothing but misery from this chasing sense gratification. So, Gadadhar Pandit is that Haladini potency. Therefore, we are seeking the pleasure of the Haladini potency of Gadadhar. We are seeking the pleasure of all the Panchatattva. We have to have their mercy, their Yuga Avataras. So especially the Haladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving Shakti, because this is Krishna's business, his pleasure. So that Shakti, that Haladini Shakti of all of Krishna's Shakti, that is the most loved by Krishna, most welcomed by Krishna, because he loves to be loved, he loves to love, he loves to enjoy. So that is the enjoying potency, Haladini, manifested as Gadadhar Pandit, or Srimati Radharani in Krishna Leela. So, there is a progression here, Prabhupada. This is in the Adi Leela, chapter 7. 7, text number 17. Gadadhara Pandita Prabhu Shakti Avatar Antaranga Bhakti Kari Ganayanara. The devotees headed by Gadadhara Pandit are considered the incarnations of the internal potency of the Lord. They are all confidential devotees engaged in the service of the Lord. In connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anu Bhasha, he says there are different specific symptoms by which devotees and the unalloyed pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattva, or potencies of the Supreme Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love and others in filial affection, fraternity and servitude. Certainly all of them are devotees, but by making a comparative study, it is found that the devotees or potencies who are engaged in the conjugal love are better situated than the others. Thus, devotees are all in relationship with the Supreme Person of Godhead in conjugal love. They are considered to be the most confidential devotees of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who can engage in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternities and servitude and neutrality. When such devotees develop a great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Gaurangir Boliti Hobi Pulaka Sharira Hari Hari Bolite Nayoni Bavinira Har Hobi Nitai Chanda Koruna Korobi Sham Sarabashanamara Kobi Tu Chobi Vishaya Chadiya Kobi Sudaha Bhimana Kabi Hama Hiriva Sri Vrindavan Rupa Raghunatha Padi Hai Biyakuti Kabi Hama Bhujava Sri Jugala Piriti. When will there be eruptions on my body? As soon as I chant the name of Lord Chaitanya. When will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the holy names, Hare Krishna? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and free me from the desire for material enjoyment? When will my mind be completely freed from contamination of desire for material pleasure? Only at that time will it be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Lord Nityananda, he is freed from all attachment to the material world, and at that time he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here talking of, Prabhupada said it's a, the development of conjugal love. Yeah, these are different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love. So Panchatatra also came to show this. We have to approach the Lord through the Panchatatra in Kali Yuga. We cannot approach any other way except Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Yuga Avatar. The holy name is the Yuga Avatar. Also, Panchatatra are the Yuga Avatars. So here Prabhupada is talking about a promotion in love through the Panchatattva. So Panchatattva, Bakam Krishnam Bhakta Rup Surupakam Bhakta Ravataram Bhakta Kyam Pamami Bhakta Shaktikam. The Bhakta Shaktikam is Gadara Pandit. Bhakta Kyam is Srivas Thakur, he like a devotee. Srivas Thakur, he is Jiva Tattva, but situated perfectly. So he is a pure devotee. So in the beginning of life, we always hear, you have to take shelter of a pure devotee. So that is represented by Srivas Thakur. So we're approaching first through Srivas Thakur, the pure devotee. And he gives us the science of devotional service. Gives us sambandha, a relationship with the spiritual world. The connection is there. Through the parampara, he gives us the holy name. He gives us Hare Krishna to chant. He gives us connection to the parampara. He gives us the process of devotional service. So that's the pure devotee. We take shelter with those feet. And he gives us that science of devotional service. The science of devotional service was established by Advaita Acharya. Bhaktravatar. So he came to give the science of devotional service. So then one gets that through the pure devotee. And when one follows the instructions of the pure devotee and the acharyas, Advaita Acharya, then he becomes free from all anathas, or the heart becomes cleansed by his practice of the devotional service under the guidance of the acharyas. His heart becomes cleansed and he transcends the modes of material nature. He comes to the Vishuddha Sattva platform. That is Nityananda's position. Kabi Homa Hariva Sri Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the Lord Nityananda's Shakti. Mayapodam is his Shakti, his potencies. So when you become free from material modes of nature and material desires, by following the instructions of the acharyas, then you come to the spiritual platform, Vishuddha Sattva, the spiritual world, Vrindavan. You come to Vrindavan. So that by Nityananda's mercy, that's his potency. So then we get the potency, the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Then we can actually enter into Vrindavan. Now we're in Vrindavan, what are we going to do? So he is speaking that, when will I be attracted to following the six Goswamis? When I'll be eager to hear their message of the six Goswamis. Who are the six Goswamis? They're expansions of Haladini potency of Radha, especially Rupa and Sanat, Raghunath, Rupa Manjari and Ratna Manjari. When will I be able to associate with these six Goswamis? Because they can imbibe that mood of pure love for Radha and Krishna. They are very, very experienced in that. So if I associate with Rupa and Goswami and follow the teachings of the six Goswamis, then it will be possible for me to understand what is Radha and Krishna, the love of Radha and Krishna. That is Haladini potency. That is Gadadhar Pandit. So by the mercy of Gadadhar Pandit, then you can understand what is Radha Krishna, and that is Gadadhar Pandit. Understanding Krishna. So that is how to understand Krishna through this development of attraction through the Panchatattva. So this is the only way we can get perfection of life, by loving Krishna. through the Panchatattva, they have come to give this love. They've come to give service, loving service. You put the love, they give the service, you give the love. How you want to love Krishna. But the basic there, the service is there, the frame is there, you are executed, you put the love there. So this is the how the Panchatattva have come to show us the progression. So first we approach a pure devotee, Srivas Thakur. He gives us the spiritual process, which is actually coming from Advaita Acharya. So by following that process of Advaita, that Advaita Acharya is giving, one becomes purified. When you're purified enough from material contamination, then you can understand Vrindavan, you can enter into Vrindavan. And when you're in Vrindavan, then you'll associate that Vrindavan is Nityananda potency. When you're in Vrindavan, associate him with the six Goswamis and practicing their teachings. That is Haladini potency, that is Srimati Radharani's potency, or Gadadhar potency, as the Haladini potency, because Radha and Krishna's pastimes are enacted in the Haladini potency. And so then by pleasing Radharani or Gadadhar Pandit, then Krishna is pleased. He's attracted by that Haladini potency that was bestowed by Gadadhar Pandit. So by mercy of Gadadhar Pandit, then Krishna becomes attracted. So Krishna is, he's attracted by that loving sentiment. You have to get that from those who know it, who have it. That's the six Goswamis. They know exactly the loving sentiment, how to please Radha and Krishna. So we have to get from them. And they're representing Radharani. Radharani is the topmost lover of Krishna. She knows very expertly how to please Krishna. So when Radharani is pleased, then Krishna is revealed. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayana. She is revealed. So Prabhupada is saying this is a progression of love through following the Panchatattva as the Yuga avatars. So Gadadhar Pandit, there is a story of how Gadadhar Pandit got his initiation. And Mukunda, they were great friends, Mukunda and Gadadhar Pandit. So Mukunda one day came to Gadadhar Pandit and he said, there is a very nice Vaishnav in town. I'll take you to meet him. And whenever a Vaishnava was coming from Nabadweep, then Gadadhar Pandit would take Mukunda, they would go and meet him. And whenever a Vaishnava was coming from outside Nabadweep, then Pundarik would take him. So Mukunda, he said to Gadadhar Pandit, there's a very nice Vaishnava. We'll go and see him. The only thing I'm asking in exchange is that you always consider me to be your servant. Come on, let's go and meet this great personality, this great Vaishnava. So when Gadadhar Pandit there, he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi was there, lying practically, slouching on the long couch he had with all pillows. And he was beautiful silk clothes he had on. And he was laying back just enjoying. He had servants, beautiful peacock fans, they were moving. And he had all different kinds of boxes with different kinds of betel nuts and pan and things like that. And he was chewing and he has a mirror. He's looking himself in the mirror and smiling. His teeth are going reddish due to the pan, the betel nuts and reddish. And he's looking at his teeth in the mirror and he's smiling, seeing how nice he's looking. This is one of the 64 arts too. You can tint the teeth pinky color. It's So that comes naturally when they eat, they chew pan, and they have another preparation, kachu or something, which makes them go reddish. So the red, they get tinged with red. Krishna's teeth are like pomegranate seeds. Look, you see a pomegranate seed, it's like translucent on the outside. Inside is a pinky color. So Krishna's teeth are like that. The inside is whitish and on the out a little bit pinky. So, auspicious symptoms. Anyway, he was there. He had a hookah pipe. Was there. He was smoking if he wanted to smoke. And Gadadhar Pandit saw him and he thought, he looks like a big sense enjoyer to me. He doesn't look like a Vaishnav. He looks... So, Mukunda introduced him. Here is a Vaishnav. He's a very good family from Jagannath Mishra. He's very renounced. Even from childhood, he never played with other boys. He was always very, very serious. He'd always been detached from his life. Gadadhar was thinking, he looks like a big sense enjoyer to me. Look at all the luxury he's laying in. It's different kind of servants and all different kind of water pots and things. And he doesn't look like a Vaishnava to me. So Mukunda detected his doubt. He saw Gadadhar Pandit's guy's doubt. But Mukunda, he knew. Mukunda was from Chittagong. Pondarik Vijayanidhi was also from, so he knew Pondarik. So Mukunda, he wanted to show, point out the exalted character of Pondarik Vijayanidhi, because Gadadhar, he was doubting he's a Vaishnava. So then Mukunda began to sing from Bhagavatam, and he was singing the verse about the Bhakka demon. Oh Bhakki. How that no Bhutan. Bhutan. Yeah, he was. So Mukunda decided to sing those voices about Putana. How she's a Rakshashi, she's a blood sucker, she takes children's blood. This is her. And kills many, many, many children like that. And. But what the Krishna gives to her is his mercy. She becomes a mother for Krishna in the spiritual world. This is a result simply because she offered him a little bit of breast milk. And that was with poison. She came to kill Krishna. But still she was elevated to being a position of mother. And he gives her mercy. But he doesn't give me any mercy. I'm trying to be his devotee, but he doesn't give me mercy. When will I ever be merciful upon me? Then he went into a transcendental fit of ecstasy and he was kicking in his arms and his legs, and he was pulling this, and everything got scattered. The bed sheets got ripped up. His nice cloth was all. His hair, he fell on the floor, and his hair was wet with mud because tears were falling from his eyes. And his hair was beautiful before with all Lamalaki oil, nicely scented, but now it's all muddy and water, and everything was ripped to shreds. All the pots got broken. Went on for a long time. His servants tried to hold him, but they could not hold him. He was just... So after some time, he became quite peaceful again and very calm, and as if nothing had really happened at all. And so so Gadadhar Pandit, he said, he was very, very impressed to see the devotional sentiments of because everything Mukunda was singing in a song that was Vatsala Ras, because Putana had come to feed him as a mother, she is his mother. And Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani also, and he's in front of Pondarik Vijayanidhi, who is Maharaj Vrishabhanu, so he has an eternal relationship with Vatsala Ras, with as Radharani, as Gadadhar Pandit. So this Vatsala Ras was awakened in Pondarik, and he just went into this ecstasy, this fit of this affection, parental affection. So So then Pundarika got it up and said, what can I do? I've made a great offense here. I don't think anything can atone for this, except if I become his disciple, then the guru will be very merciful to the disciple. I think that's the only move for me. I think nothing else will be sufficient. So he told Mukunda. Mukunda said, very, very good idea. Okay. So then he approached, or he asked Pundarika Maharshaya that here is, he wants to take initiation from you. And Pundarika said, yeah, I see no one else as a better disciple than him. I will become perfect. Also, having disciples like this, I will also have some become perfect. So we'll find a date, auspicious date in the Panchika, and then we can have the initiation ceremony. I will gladly initiate him. So then he initiated Gadadhar Pandit. And sometime later on, then went to see Mahaprabhu and explained to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was very happy, yes, immediately you should take initiation. After that, sometime, Gadadhar Pandit, he went to see Mahaprabhu and he said that I got initiated, but I spoke my mantras, secret mantras, to someone. One shouldn't tell his mantras to anyone, his initiation mantras of the Sampradaya, that one should keep secret. Because Maha mantra is okay, you can chant. Then the hard and fast rule for chanting Maha mantra. So anyway, he said, I revealed my mantras. I was talking with another devotee, and I revealed my mantras. But ever since that time, I'm feeling that, you know, I'm not feeling anything. When I chant my mantras, there's no feeling now as there was before. And I'm thinking because I revealed the mantra to someone. So Mahaprabhu, if you can give me again, you can tell me the mantra again, then I think it'll be okay. So Mahaprabhu said, be very careful, Pandit. You're treading very, very dangerous ground here. Because your Guru Maharaj is still living. And you're going to go to another, someone else. You're asking me to be very, very careful. Anyway, he said, that Gadadhar Pandit is coming here very soon. I thought he was going to come here to see me, but actually, now I know why he's come to see you, because you want to take reinitiation. So when he comes after a few days, you can ask him again, and then your guru, he can reveal the mantra again to you. Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. When Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, then he was going to go to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar Pandit was living there in Jagannath Puri at Toto Gopinath temple. And he was worshipping his Gopinath deity, the very famous deity at Toto Gopinath. And so Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan, and some followers went with him. So then he said, you can all go back, no need for all you to come. And so then Gadadhar Pandit anyway, oh, there it is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is from the Madhya, Chaitanya Trimita Madhya Lila 16, text 130. So Mahaprabhu, he asked Gadadhara Pandit, now you can go back also to Jagannath Puri. Gadadhara Pandit said, I want to be with you. He said, no, you should go back and live in Puri. He said, wherever you are, that place is Jagannath Puri. That is none different than Jagannath Puri. So I'm with you. If I'm with you, I'm in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu said, you should not give up your vow. You've taken vow of Khetra Sannyas. So you should not break your vows. And so better you go back and you engage in Gopinath service. You have your savior there for your deity Gopinath. And you can remain there and be absorbed in his service. And Gadadhara Pandit said, one renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet. you are rendering devotional service millions of times, that your service to Gopinath. And the Mahaprabhu said, no, but if you give up that service, if you abandon that service, it will be my fault because you're attracted to come with me. That means I'm taking you away out of Puri. So it's my fault. So it's better you remain here in Jagannath Puri and just render service. And that will please me. But Gadadhara Pandit replied, don't worry. All those faults will be on my head. If there are any faults, that will be on my head. I shall not accompany you, but I'll go alone. I won't be with your party. I'll make my own party. I'm going alone. And I'll go to see Sachimata. But I'm separate from your party. I'm someone nearby somewhere, but we're following on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll be responsible if there's anything about breaking my vows of Khetra Sannyas. That will come on me. So you don't worry for anything. You just go ahead. I'll be coming late. But I'm going to Sachimata, see Sachimata. So therefore, Gadadhara Pandit, he was traveling alone some distance behind. So when they arrived at Kataka, Mahaprabhu called Gadadhara Pandit. And spoke to him very lovingly. In mood of separation was there. Mahaprabhu could understand. their loving exchange. Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Gadadhara's attitude. But he revealed it externally as if he was angry with him. So it said that that Gadadhara Pandit, he gave up his service. He could give up his service to Gopinath, just like one gives up a piece of straw. He saw that service was insignificant. He could leave it like a piece of straw in the street in the presence of being with Mahaprabhu and being in the company of Mahaprabhu. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with his attitude. And Mahaprabhu said, anyway, now you've broken your vow. You're talking about you breaking Khetra Sannyas. You've already broken it because you've left Puri and you've gone a long distance. So you've already broken your vow. Because you've come so far already. So you can go back now. There's no. It doesn't matter because you already have broken your vows. And then he said, you're wanting to go, come with me to Vrindavan. It's simply desire for sense gratification. In this way, you are breaking two religious principles. And because of this, I'm very unhappy, Mahaprabhu said. You're simply wanting to go with me is simply sense gratification. Mahaprabhu is saying, whose happiness? Gaudiya Pandit, whose happiness are you thinking of? Mine or yours? Your question. Whose happiness are you thinking of, mine or yours? Gaudiya Pandit, he is the pleasure potency of the Lord. That is his natural constitution. He is the pleasure potency. And here Mahaprabhu is asking him this question. Whose happiness are you thinking of, mine or yours? So Gaudiya Pandit's only business is to please Krishna. That's his potency. So he immediately fainted, fell on the floor. So Mahaprabhu said, if you want my happiness, you return to Puri. If you do not, you will simply condemn me. I want to say no more about this matter. You go back. And I'm leaving. And he got on the boat to cross the river. And then Gaudiya Pandit again fainted on the floor. And Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was there. He said, you take him back with you to Puri. You go back to Puri. Let him stay there. So so he took him back to Jagannath Puri. And Gaudiya Pandit was staying there serving Gopinathji. And it is said that when Mahaprabhu left his body, there are different reasons. Some people have different reasons. But Prabhupada says that how he disappeared, some people say he ran in. The last time they saw him was at the Tota Gopinath temple, and there was his cloth. He left the cloth outside of the temple, and he had gone inside the deity room and entered the deity. Some people say he entered into Jagannath, some people say he ran into the ocean. And some people say all three. He did all three. But anyway, Prabhupada mentions that he entered into the deity, and there was a crack formed by that. You can see that today. If you go there for Mangal Arati, the pujari, they will show you the crack on the knee where apparently he entered. So this is Gaudiya Pandit. The pleasure potency of the Lord. The purpose of life is pleasure, but Krishna's pleasure. And when Gaudiya Pandit is pleased, Krishna will bestow. He will bestow his blessings, or he will give you recommendation to Krishna if he is pleased with you. And like this, by being recommended by Gaudiya Pandit, Radharani, then Krishna will send his love, and the loving relationship exchange will begin. So there's nothing else to be achieved in life. This is the highest perfection of life. Pempumata pumam, to awaken oneself for Krishna. But the final blessing is in the progression of Panchatattva, is Gaudiya Pandit. his mercy, then Krishna becomes attracted to the living entity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Karata Pandit ki jai, Haladeni Potency ki jai, Nitai Go Premanandi, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samavit Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna. What prayers? What prayers we can offer to Godata Pandit? Mother Hara, please engage me in the service of the Supreme Father, Krishna. That is the explanation of Maha Mantra given by Srila Prabhupada. But this Mother Hara is actually Radharani. Please engage me in the service of Krishna. What else? Other prayers. There are other prayers, but I can't remember. We have the standard pranam mantra for Radharani. Namo tapta kanchana gaurangi radhi vrindavaneswari vishabano shuti devi pranamam hari priye. Radharani's pranam prayer. I can't remember anymore at the moment. Well, yeah, one answer is that when Gadadhar Pandit's in the mood of Radharani, then Mahaprabhu, he can take the mood of Anuradha. 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 Anu means follower. So that person who is very, very strict follower of Radharani, that is Lalita. So one of her names is Anuradha. So when Gadadhar Pandit is in the mood of Radharani, then Mahaprabhu, he comes in the mood of Lalita. So then he can taste Dasanudas. He can taste not being servant of Radharani, but being servant of the servant. He can experience also this. But Radharani is being the servant, also the servant of the servant. So there's Anuradha, Lalita. So Mahaprabhu, he takes her mood then, as a servant of the servant, so he can relish. And the more removed you get, the more servant of the servant, the more bliss there is. Okay? Hare Krishna.